Dryden. The Dryden District Agricultural Society 115th Annual Fall Fair begins this Thursday, August 25th and runs until Saturday, August 27th. The fair is back in full swing with a full midway, horse show, cattle show, exhibit hall, small animals, vendors and food booths. Lisa Koschel, director of the Dryden District Agricultural Society, highlights some of the activities during the event. We kind of have two groups of people that come to the fair. So for some of them, there is the midway and the rides, and for the other group of people, it's the agricultural side of the fair. So, the horse show, the 4-H Beef Club show, the steer auction, the Rickland Farms petting zoo. It really depends on what people are looking for. We have a huge list of entertainment. People come for food and entertainment. There are a lot of separate things going on. So, I guess the biggest thing that it appeals to so many different people, because whether you are just wanting to listen to some local music or you want to watch some barrel racing or you want to go on the Ferris wheel, there is something for you. In addition, the public will get to witness all the hard work the Youth 4-H Beef Club has been doing over the past year. The Fall Fair also celebrates the 4-H Club's achievement. They put on a show at the very end of their year of raising their animal, explains Koschel. They show in their own achievement day, and then there is a regular beef show, and then, at the end of the day, we do an awards presentation, and then, we'll sell the 4-H market steers. Dryden's 4-H Club has 13 youth. By taking part in the 4-H Club, these youths get first-hand experience in how to raise livestock and bring their product to the market. A lot of the buyers that come out and buy beef are local businesses that like to support the youth, and getting some beef from them is just a bonus, said Koschel. Not only is there entertainment, but the public can go to the fair and learn more about what they can do to promote agricultural awareness. We do have education booths throughout the events, explains Koschel. For example, we have Cloverbelt Beekeepers Association in with their displays doing talks with people about beekeeping and why it's important to help our pollinators. We have displays from Ontario Egg Association. We have some dairy cattle, and we are going to talk about the process of milking a cow. So, there are lots of different things that are kind of agriculturally focused besides people just being able to walk through the barn. They can talk to someone who is riding a horse or talking with someone who has raised a sheep. Admission to the grounds is $6 for adults, $5 for members and seniors, and children under 16 are free.